I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Esther. The book of Esther, chapter 4. It's right after Nehemiah in the Old Testament, right before the book of Job. Book of Esther. I want to read chapter 4, verse 9 through verse 17. Now here's the setting. The king of Persia was being influenced by a subordinate named Haman. Haman hated the Jews, and he wanted to extinguish them. He wanted to kill them all. And he was working towards getting that proclamation signed by the king. And the king's wife was Esther. And Esther, probably unbeknownst to the king, was a Jewish girl. Apparently beautiful. She had basically won a beauty contest and became the king's wife. And when it was declared, it became apparent that Haman wanted all the Jews to be killed. Mordecai, a Jewish man, sent a message to Esther and said, "You have to intervene. You have to go before the king and try to intervene to save the Jewish nation." We're going to pick up here, verse 9. It says, "And Hatak was a servant of Esther's. Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment," or gave him an order, "to take to Mordecai. And all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know this, that whosoever, whether a man or woman, shall come into the king, into the inner court, who is not called." Anyone that comes to the king into his court that the king has not called to be there, "there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter." So if you went into the court, the inner court of the king, and he had not asked you to come, if he didn't put out his golden scepter to you, you received the death penalty. And it didn't matter who you were. And Esther is saying to Mordecai, "You know this law. If I go to the king and he doesn't receive me well, I'm going to die." And it says that he may live, unless he puts a golden scepter out, that he may live, "but I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. So Esther is the king's wife. He hasn't called to see her in 30 days, so it doesn't sound like a good marriage, does it? You know, he hadn't seen her in 30 days and hadn't asked to see her. And she says, "Mordecai, if I go in there and he doesn't put out the golden scepter, I'm dead." All right? And she said, "Mordecai, things haven't been going too well as late anyway." Does it make sense? Verse 12. "And they told this to Mordecai, Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, 'Think not of yourself.'" She probably thought, "Well, that's easy for him to say right now. 'Think not of yourself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews.'" Esther, all the Jews are going to die, and don't think you're going to miss out on it. You're going to die with them. Verse 14, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their help or enlargement and deliverance arise from the Jews from another place. Esther, if you hold your peace and don't intervene, you're going to die. You're going to be destroyed. But God himself will send help from somewhere else. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Send Mordecai an answer back. Verse 16. "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Mordecai asked all the Jews to fast and pray for 3 days, night and day. "And then I will go before the king, uninvited, and if I perish, if I die, I die. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now, I just have five quick points. I'll move very quickly. You and I will not escape the judgment on a nation. Haman was going to get the king to judge the nation of Israel. He was going to get every Jew to be killed. Esther was under great hardship. She was the king's wife. She was kind of under a cloud. She hadn't seen the king in 30 days. She obviously wasn't necessarily in his favor. And all the Jews were going to be killed. Now, here's what's important. When all the Jews were going to be killed, her position as the queen was not going to save her. She was not going to be spared. And just, I think there's a principle here. There's a fact here. If America is going to be judged, we're not going to be spared because we're Christian people. America is going to go through or is in the middle now of an economic crisis. Christian people are not going to be spared of that crisis. We're not going to miss. If it's God's judgment or God's hand is in this at all, we are not going to be spared. We're going to suffer with everybody else. When the two jets flew into the World Trade Center, I don't know how many, but I'm sure that of the 3,000 people that died that day, there were Christian people in the World Trade Center, and they died right along with everybody else. Esther, you're not going to escape this judgment, even though you're the queen. And we can just say this, we will not escape the judgment of God on this nation. If this nation is judged or hardship comes, we're not going to escape it just because we're Christian people. All right? Number two, Mordecai says to Esther, if you hold your peace, if you don't do this, if you don't intervene, help will come from another. Now, God's plan for the world, for history, God's plan is going to be fulfilled. And when Mordecai said to Esther, help will come from another, meaning the other one's going to be God. God is sovereign, and he had a plan for Israel. He said Israel is going to be a great nation. He promised that to Abraham. Israel is going to be a great nation. So really, God was not going to allow Israel, the Jews, to be extinguished here. However, it was in Esther's power to go before the king and apparently do the will of God. And Mordecai says, if you hold your peace, if you don't do it, God will send help from somewhere else. But you, Esther, you'll be destroyed. I'm not sure Mordecai understood how God would do it. He just says God will send someone else. In Romans 11:26, it says all Israel will be saved one day. Well, that hadn't taken place yet. So God was not going to allow this, all these Jewish people to be killed. But we did at this point, Mordecai and Esther didn't know how he was going to prevent it. I just want to say to you, God's sovereign. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11, it says, all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All that's in the heaven, all that's on the earth, belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a sovereign God. And that includes us. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 115, verse 3, God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he pleased. God's plan for this world, God's plan for our country, God's plan for this church, God's plan for your family is going to be fulfilled as a sovereign God. But what was important for Esther was to do her duty. What is her duty in this situation? If you hold your peace, Esther, Mordecai says, you will be destroyed. Now, my pastor used to say this. I think this is true. God's man in the center of God's will is indestructible until his work is finished. You and I are better off regardless of what the risk is, regardless of what the stakes are, how dangerous it is, you and I are better to do God's will and be in the center of God's will. We are safer there than any place else, no matter how risky it looks. Mordecai is saying to Esther, Esther, you need to go before the king and plead for the Jewish people. It looked very dangerous. Esther was going to have to do it by faith. So let's think on a personal basis. We look at this individually. You and I, our duty to God is to be in the center of God's will. And in the center of God's will, you are invincible until the work is done. And when God has completed his work in your life or in my life, then he'll take us home. But until that time, do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things we don't do sometimes because we're afraid. But Esther here is faced with this challenge, all right? And he says, Mordecai says to her, if you don't do this, you're going to be destroyed just like all the other Jews. Now, I think this is important. This is where you have to take a look at your own life and study your own life. Here it is. This trial, this crisis for Esther and Mordecai and the Jews may very well have been God's will for Esther at this time in her life. It was God's will. Esther was on the throne for a purpose. I would say to you, you where you are in your life today, you're there for a purpose. There's a purpose for your life. Esther was on the throne for a purpose. I think it's important to recognize God controls our circumstances. You were born into your family. That was God's will. You were not born a Rockefeller, or you weren't born a Kennedy, or you weren't born a Bush. You were born into your circumstances. And I think it's important to recognize that God moves in the providence of a nation. We would be silly, I think. We'd be very silly not to realize that God is at work in America. God's providence is hovering over America. And God's providence hovers over our church and over our homes and over our workplace. God controls the circumstances. It wasn't an accident that Esther was elected in the beauty contest to become the queen of Persia. It wasn't an accident that she became the queen, because God knew that this event was going to take place. So you say, you look at your own life, and I think it's important. Study your own life and say, Lord, you have put me here, and I want to make sure I understand why I'm here. I think you can take it to the workplace. I think you can take it to your finances. I think you can look at your health. You can look at your family and take a good look at it and study it and say, now, why am I here?